Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with...
Dr. Sam.
That's to you, bud.
Yeah, it's John. It's tough because I'm in the same one. I'm like,
it's
shoot.
It's the chaos theory of introductions.
Yeah, and Sean.
Well, anyway, so what we're going to do is do a little bit different format than the usual. These are going to be... not often, but they're going to be special, pretty special episodes. The working title is Con on Classics. Let us know what you think about that, by the way. So what we're going to do is essentially review movies that we designate as classics, and I'm pretty sure a lot of these will be considered classics among the rest of the listeners. And we're going to just do a deep dive in it. We're not going to really hash through the entire movie. We may go a little bit, but... It's movies that are, these are going to be movies that are important to us and how they've impacted our lives. And there's a few categories that we'll get into. For example, does this movie fall into the category of being an untouchable movie? Untouchable meaning it shouldn't be remade, rebooted in any way. Granted, some movies have already been, redone. That said, there's also other categories like Sean's Sci-Fi Corner, also a working title.
A lot of these are, this is very much a test.
I believe
podcast.
We agreed on Sean's
biological beefs.
Yeah. Biological beefs, okay.
The animal scientist himself weighing in.
So every few weeks or so, we're going to release one of these episodes, and it's going to be about a classic. This week, what we decided to do, the movie is titled, if you haven't guessed it from the opening,
Jaws.
Jurassic Park.
Damn.
The 1993 film, the thriller film, directed by Steven Spielberg. Also, summer blockbuster, if I'm not mistaken. June release date, which back in those days was technically considered summer, and not the February to November that we have now. So, this movie was released in 1993. A few stats about the movie. It grossed $400 million in the U.S. domestic box office, and I believe that's adjusted for inflation as well, and $1 billion total, so it was a billion-dollar movie. And the ratings, I haven't looked up the ratings yet, but I believe IMDb was still rated at 8.1. So the movie itself...
Wait, 8.1?
8.1 out of 10 in IMDb.
Yeah, I heard 0.1, too.
Yeah,
8.1, I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
So what we're going to do, brief summary of the movie, which is ridiculous considering everybody's seen this movie, but there are some who haven't. It is about a scientist, a paleontologist and a paleobotanist who get invited to an island where dinosaurs are created again by a mad scientist. And they're there to essentially test out a park meant for...
Families,
visitors.
Well, the price can be anything, and they will pay it.
Mm-hmm. So there's a select invited group of people to assess the park and see what it's like before, and give their final recommendations and sign off before the theme park actually opens.
And then nothing goes wrong,
right?
Yep, it's a wonderful, happy movie, and everyone goes home happy. First of all, I just want to throw this out. So you did mention IMDb. It is an 8.1. Metacritic. Why is this movie a 68 out of 100?
Ooh, that's...
That's low.
I think that's just like people just being shitty.
Yeah.
Just 20 reviews here.
Oh, you're on Metacritic
just
right
Metacritic?
Now?
Just Metacritic? It was only 20?
Roger Ebert gave it a 75. I don't even know what that means, but...
Yeah. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes at least gives it a 91. I want to know the 9% that hated this movie.
Yeah, I just for, you know.
I think it's just your standard critics who hate any sort of big picture.
For poops and giggles, what would you rate it?
Maybe like an 8.8.
John? Throwing it out there.
Like Sean here, I gotta, it's like a... it's not actually a 10, but I don't know. I would honestly say it's like a 9.4 to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
throwing 9.5.
I was going to say like a 9.2.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a low 9.
All right.
Easily.
You're right. I don't know why Metacritic is so low. I really don't.
Stupid.
Yeah. That said, so what we're going to do is we're going to kind of breeze over a bunch of these categories. I'm not going to list them off in the beginning because I feel like we're going to add some, remove some, and, you know, time constraints, things like that. So
plus, we'll go on tangents and
stuff. I'm sure we will, Sam. Yeah.
No,
sure
we never we do. We're always straightforward and by the book.
Excuse me. So the first one, and this is more of an individual thing, and then I think that's pretty much going to be it. Everything else is more or less going to be collective unless some there are some differences. What did this movie mean to you specifically, and why is it held in such high regards for yourself? Sean, you're first.
Yeah, I get to go first. So, the growing up, my very first movie I ever saw in a movie theater was The Land Before Time, which is also a Spielberg classic, about dinosaurs. So that started my love affair for dinosaurs. And if anything, this movie continued that love affair. So, I mean, I look back at it and I remember, you know, years ago when this podcast was young, we did a list of movies that or moments in movies that make you cry every time. This movie's on my list. It's the first time you see the dinosaurs on the island and the music like builds up and oh man, I lose it every time because it's such a beautiful scene and like it's dinosaurs. I mean, that's awesome. But on top of that, as I got older, my love affair with special effects and everything, and this was like state of the art, and it's you know, stood the test of time too. Like the special effects in this movie done by Stan Winston and his guys at Stan Winston Studios, they did a phenomenal job in this movie, and like it just means so much just to go back and like figure out how they did this with mm-hmm. not just practical but also with CGI. It's wonderful.
Yeah, right. If you're ever interested, well, like probably top two, maybe. I've got no idea what the other ones would be. Just say, a great making of is the making of Jurassic Park. That's on like the first DVD, but somehow I don't think it's actually on like the digital release I have, which. That's sad. It's hosted by James Earl Jones. If it's not James Earl Jones, you've got the wrong one, folks. But I think it was actually, like, I remember watching that, like, on NBC, even, like, maybe before the movie came out. And it's great, because they talk a lot about how, you know, originally the dinosaurs were going to be go-go motion, which is, like, claymation, pretty much. And
very Harry Houdini-esque.
Right, yeah, Harryhausen.
Sorry, alcohol.
Yeah, after one beer.
I haven't eaten lunch all week.
Okay. That's how that works. Okay, but no. So they were gonna match that. They were gonna match that with Stan Winston's animatronics, which are absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's really just taken for granted now, like how good those look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And essentially what happened was the guys from ILM were kind of going to be there as sort of consultants and kind of like working everything together, you know, smoothing over the edges, but not actually doing the heavy lifting. And then they're like, hey, we could just do this and it'll look good. And you know what? There's scenes that don't hold up super well,
mm-hmm.
but like still looks good. Still, yeah. Still doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, no. Like the animatronics and the CGI, like it's only been recently when you start to be like, it doesn't look too good now.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's been
it's
such
aging
a
little bit.
It's yeah, but been it's such it's a long time that it held
30
up.
30 years later.
Yeah. And that's the incredible thing about it. It's, you know, 30 years and it's held up where we've had blockbuster movies that rely heavily on CGI, not naming any names, Star Wars, that where the CGI just looks horrible like a year later. Like, this lasted 30 years, and it still looks almost realistic.
So, Sam, what did this movie mean to you?
Well, of course, the dinosaur thing. I mean, I think we can all agree that this just opened up that whole world of dinosaurs to all of us. But for me, this movie, it kind of boils down to, it's just a cool movie, man. Like, everything about this movie is cool. Like, even the characters are cool. Like, Ian Malcolm's, like, he's the coolest mathematician
You've styled your life very much on Ian Malcolm.
Can we all agree on this, I guess, this first point? If you were to ever see, and I have seen some, the Jeeps that are styled
mm-hmm.
based on the movie, you just drive by and you give the guy a nod. or girl, whoever's driving, or just
my,
a nod.
My checkbook.
Or you could do that.
Yeah, like even the Explorers and the Jeep Wranglers, they look cool.
Right?
Yeah.
They look great.
They look 90s cool, but still cool.
Yeah, but I would love driving to own by one. And seeing people do that to their cars.
Yeah.
I mean, a Jeep Wrangler is the easy one, but when you see an Explorer with the extended, was it the extended top, all painted up with
safari
the
top safari or whatever.
Oh, man. That's a great truck.
And, like, also, they didn't, like, skimp out on the explanation of how they did this, like, how they cloned the dinosaurs. Like, yeah, it's a bit ridiculous when you really think about it.
Right.
But when you're, like, you know, 8-year-old kid, and they're like, we got blood from an insect or a mosquito, you're like, oh, this shit can happen, man.
This is real.
This is real. We're going to get dinosaurs.
You're right, though, Sam. The way they explain this is, like, probably taken for granted a bit, considering how many movies now are like, whatever, frogs. Yeah,
it was like, scrape some stuff off the bones and bam, DNA.
Yeah.
And like the even the thing where they're like, we didn't get a full DNA strand, so we had to fill in the gaps.
Right.
So that leads to your, plot.
Yeah.
You have to mention that because that's where everything kind of stems from.
And you know what? I'll tell you, I'm, thinking about buying a house soon. I think, if I ever invite, get to that point where I buy a house and invite people over, first time they come over, I'm doing the John Hammond thing.
You're going to dress up like John Hammond?
Yeah, and talk to a video screen that's also me talking behind and, like, explaining the house.
All right.
That's my dream. All right. That real, and I'm not even really
can
that
can you dress as him too? Can you just pull a costume? Pull the costume.
It's like a lot of white, but like I could do it.
You could definitely do
it. You need the cane.
We'll get you the cane.
Okay.
We'll get you the cane.
The cane is very easy
to get. That'd be funny if like I'm just me, like in real life, but then the version on the screen is like
the John Hammond drone.
Right, it's John Hammond without the suit in like, casual island wear.
John, what did this movie mean to you? What impact did it have on you?
Let me tell you, this is a movie. I was always already a big dinosaur guy. Big dinosaur guy. And, like, this coming into my life was like gasoline on a fire. Like, really just hitting a lot of notes. My parents would not let me watch the entirety of the T-Rex attack for, like, several years later.
Really?
Yeah. It was too scary for little John.
That's just going to tease you even more.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Although apparently just raptors pulling people apart was just fine, but we'll leave that.
Technically they only killed one person. Two,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. How long are we going to talk about Muldoon for? It could be a while.
One of the greatest characters in cinematic history.
No, what this movie to me is the movie I tell people is my favorite movie when I'm not trying to impress somebody because it's absolutely true. It is. It's just like, and favorite insofar as I could literally watch this movie anytime. Like, I never say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a little thing to add for me for, like, why another reason that I love this movie so much. I don't shave very often. And I usually don't use shaving cream. But when I do, it's always Barbasol. Always. Because of this movie.
Because of the movie?
Because of this movie.
Where do you get that?
Barbasol? You can get it anywhere.
Is it still Target. Sold at the CVS and all that stuff?
Can I be honest? When I was a kid, I could have sworn Barbasol was whipped cream. Solely for that scene where
he puts it on the pie.
And I was like, oh, it's whipped cream.
Well, because I think he did it in such a way where it actually looked like it meant to be there.
Yeah.
It looked like whipped cream out there. And it was like, oh, so I guess it's whipped cream.
Because it also helps that it's like, it's a big guy. He's excited. Yeah. And he pours white cream on his hand.
He does that like weird raptor roar when he's laughing.
That's right. Can we go deep on that?
I forgot about that so much.
Yeah, that squeal is phenomenal.
All right, so... Just, I'll finish it off.
Yeah.
So me and you grew up with dinosaurs. We used to have that. It was like an encyclopedia book game. Yeah. Love dinosaurs. It was it, but that's not the thing that impacted me most in this movie. It is just going off of what John said as well. I have never been more scared in my entire life than watching that T-Rex scene. And I watched the whole thing.
It's fucking horrifying.
It is so scary. And the fact that it started off with the raptor scene. So I guess they killed three people. But the raptor scene at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
It just started it a little bit. And you're like, oh, well, this might be a little bit scarier than I thought. And then the T-Rex thing.
They don't show you the raptor either. Yeah. You just hear it.
It's full Steven Spielberg Jaws. You don't see what's going on. And then when they kill the cow. Yep. You don't see it. You don't see it. And that's straight out of a book from Jaws. But I have yet, it's a search to find a movie that scares me as much as this movie did when I first watched it. And I forget how old I was. 8, I want to say.
Yeah, if it came out in 93 or 90.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 8 years old. 7. 7. I wasn't even 8 yet.
Yeah.
So that, I can't, and every time somebody will ask, you know, scariest movie. Easily, Jurassic Park, and they'll laugh. But at 8 years old, you're terrified of this stuff. So,
to 5 year old me, I think Aliens was pretty bad.
See, I didn't think I thought Aliens was more like let's shoot everything.
Yeah, but I jumped in during the Alien Queen scene where she rips Bishop in half.
Dude, come on!
Oh yeah,
that's the next con classic.
I know. We'll get to that later.
Another part of this movie that just rocks, and like this is like the apex of John Williams for me. And like, there's a very much like John Williams doing John Williams, where like, I'm just gonna have a sick song, like shut the hell up and you know, don't like, get off my back, bro. Like, you know, it's just gonna be loud, booming, awesome music. But oh my god, it rips, dude.
Yeah, this it's whole so good. This was like the beginning of like. The sweet years for John Williams.
So, can I say this? So this was the next question. What withstands the test of time for this movie?
Soundtrack.
It's probably I would say number one is the soundtrack for
easily.
This.
Yeah, I mean that has been the biggest problem with the Jurassic World movies. They haven't gone back to the original soundtrack.
Do you really want to bring back
the original soundtrack? We'll fit the rest of the story in.
Honestly, those movies would have been better if I got some John Williams in there.
Yeah, I brought it up when Jurassic World came out. The very end of it, when you see the T-Rex standing on top of it.
It felt like they were going to like...
You want that build up to the... Da-na-na-na, but
they do the knockoff one.
Yeah, you don't even get the actual theme, and it just feels like I've been gypped. Thank God I didn't see the second one. Fallen Kingdom is yet to be watched by me, and I think you might have to read
a synopsis before you see the third one.
I would say 90% of the CGI, as we mentioned before.
Yes. Yep.
Like, I think the sound design I don't know if this won for sound. It should have. Like, to me, a T-Rex sounds only like this.
Oh,
like,
I agree.
It's only the combination of, I think, a walrus, lion, and bear.
Yeah, it always sounds weird when it's not this.
Right.
Like it's like a deep guttural, like, roar, but it's high-pitched, too.
Yeah, the whoo. Yeah, oh, man, it's great.
It's just this weird combination of sounds.
I did find a car horn.
Would this be editing or mixing?
Oh, God.
No, this would be editing. Mixing's probably. The levels. Yeah. Which, I mean, I would still say is pretty damn good, too.
But, so I found a car horn that actually is the T-Rex sound, and I'm very tempted to get it.
Does it need a separate addition on top of the regular horn?
No, it is the regular horn.
No, but there are certain things. So if I was to put a semi horn in my truck,
right,
I would actually need a big compartment fit it.
No, it's just...
It's just the same. Okay. Yeah,
it's just a normal car horn. It's just programmed to be a T-Rex horn or roar.
So they used to do the Oscars differently. This is one the best. This won 3 Oscars. Best sound, best effects, sound effects editing.
Okay.
Which I guess
somehow
makes less sense than the categories now, but this isn't an Oscars podcast. And best visual effects.
Did it get nominated for Best Picture? Probably not.
No.
Right?
No, I think that 93? Was just Schindler's List instead.
Yeah, 93.
Two for him. Two Spielberg movies. Have to talk about at some point that how Steven Spielberg somehow did both those movies in the same year, which is just incredible.
Very, very impressive.
I'm very glad, though, that like he didn't like get high on peyote one night and be like, both of them are the same. Like, push them together.
Well, he is from, what, New Mexico? So...
What, like they cloned the Jews? What?
No, like the, like, I don't know, like in general, like Nazis or something like that. I don't know. I'm not going into that specifics, please. But just an incredible moment for Spielberg. I mean, like, no, like, literally, like, that's, like, such a dumb, crazy year. Like, the first modern blockbuster and just a, like, Oscar Best Picture winner? Like, that's, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
That's incredible.
Yeah, arguably, like, two of the best movies of the 90s.
Yeah.
In the same year by the same director.
And then he never, then he made, what, one good movie pretty much since then? Like, Saving Private Ryan. Great. Well, I'll leave good out of it.
A classic, I guess.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan is a classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It changed a lot of things.
Yeah. It changed war movies. It made them actually, like, war movies.
We should do a war movie one at one point.
We'd be way too long. It would be way too long.
No, not like I mean, do a war movie for, like, the con.
Yeah. Oh, con classics. Okay, yeah.
Let's just talk about war movies. That's the 7-hour, 3-part podcast. Memorial Day weekend,
hosted by Ken Burns.
I could do one. Well, yeah. It would have to be our con classic for war movie. Right. We could get it.
All right, so we could pick. We're getting a little diverted here. Yes. Let's talk about.
Is that the first tangent?
Sort of.
Oh, yeah. We made it 20 minutes.
Here we go. Give me your top three dinosaurs in this movie.
Top three? I mean,
yeah.
There's not many in this movie.
How many dinosaurs are in this movie, Sean?
Oh, God.
No.
How many do you actually...
You got to give it to me right now.
Six, I think.
Six.
No,
Sam?
Seven.
I'm going to say five.
Are you including...
There's way more than five.
I'd say seven.
I think there's eight.
Seven that you interact with.
So there's the brachiosaurs. There's...
Was that duckbills?
Yeah,
triceratops.
Yeah, but you don't like.
Oh yeah, triceratops. It doesn't matter. Dilophosaurus, Velociraptor, T Rex.
Did you double count T Rex?
No.
Gallimimus.
Did you get Dilophosaurus?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Velociraptor.
Yeah, the compies aren't in this.
Wait, nope. You don't see the? No, you see birds flying. That's right. Yeah. That's the third one.
And pterosaurs are not dinosaurs.
We should talk about the two sequels at some point.
Ignore the other two sequels?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Jurassic World. I mean, Jurassic World's fine, but...
Well, you might have to, considering everybody in this movie is now in Jurassic World 3.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah, like, the guy who plays Tim is going to be in it.
Yeah. Well, he's had a decent career after...
He was the bassist in Queen.
He's the bassist in Queen. He also was in The Pacific.
He's in Social Network.
He was in Social Network.
He's been in stuff. Not so much. The other girl, Lex, was in Vest and, like, Prancer.
Yeah, and she is coming back for this movie, right? I think she's got other stuff going on.
I don't know.
From my understanding, everybody is coming back.
I think so.
Except for
Eddie Carr,
Attenborough.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, Vince Vaughn died. He died, obviously. Huh?
Is Vince Vaughn coming back?
Vince Vaughn was in this movie.
He was in the sequel.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't need to talk about Lost World. Although, if you want to do one, believe me, anytime. Okay. So, I don't know why I ask people how many dinosaurs are in this, but here's something that always bothered me. The Dilophosaurus is in this movie and then no other movies, and yet it's in the merchandising for every other movie that's ever come out.
Yeah, because it's such a memorable dinosaur.
Do you think they were just like, we can't top it? We can't top that scene, because that scene rules too.
Yeah, the Nedry's death.
I think also maybe people are just like, well, what do we do with a human-sized dinosaur? Where it's like, it's not big and intimidating.
Right. We already did this trick.
Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, it's just a human-sized dinosaur, and maybe it's got cool, like, frills, but what else can you do other than that scene?
And didn't they find out later, too, that, like, it didn't do any of that?
Oh, yeah, it
never did.
Like,
I was waiting for my biological corner.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I told you, I
got stuff.
Do you want...
Let's just get in.
This is a good part. Yeah, yeah. Let's fire it up.
All right.
Segue.
All right. So, what is it? Sean's...
Biological beefs.
Yeah, biological beefs. So, going off the Dilophosaurus. Dilophosaurus was much bigger than it was in the movie. It was almost 1,000 pounds. Like, it was a big dinosaur.
Yeah, it's like a dog in this movie.
Yeah, it's small. I mean, it's treated like a dog.
Does he literally call it
a dog?
Yeah, he has the stick. He's like, go get
it. It was the size of the Velociraptor.
What, a Velociraptor?
Yeah, Velociraptor was an actual size in the real life. It was smaller.
And the it would be a little bit bigger than that. But the Velociraptor in this movie were modeled after Utah raptors, not Velociraptors. Velociraptors are more like...
Utah raptors had shapes on their heads.
No, that's oviraptors.
Was it?
Yes. Oviraptors from Mongolia. But Utah raptors basically looked like this. It's just they were like 25 feet long. So they were huge. But velociraptors are about the size of a turkey.
Yeah, it's just tiny.
So...
Which is what it was, what they say on the show.
Yeah, it looks like a movie. Was it? It looks like a mean turkey or whatever.
Yeah,
a fat kid.
Little did they know that the clones are 8 feet tall.
Yeah, they're massive.
To be honest, like saying they're the size of a turkey almost makes them more intimidating.
Oh yeah, imagine a flock of those. Yeah, with those claws. Like,
well, you compare them to Procompsognathus, and those are a little bit smaller than turkeys, I think. Right?
Yeah, compies were small. Yeah, about the size of a cat.
Which is not really that much bigger than a turkey, or smaller than a turkey, but...
I don't know, I've seen some mean turkeys.
Yeah, man, turkeys get big. There's this one that lives next to my doctor's office, and, like, it's, like, sitting... It's, like, sitting, like, right in the, like, cubby hole next to the door, and it's, like, what is it doing there? And it's a big turkey, man. I had to go there twice this week, so...
Have you seen the videos on YouTube where turkeys attack in parking lots?
Yeah, it's great.
This is another one where, like, all these turkeys, they're, like, there's, like, this dead cat or something in the middle of the road, and, like, they're all, like, walking around it, like, it's, like, a cult or something. And, like, they're, like, they talk to somebody, like, a park ranger, like, why they do that, and, like, yeah, they just do that shit sometimes. No one knows.
It's technically on topic, because turkeys did evolve from dinosaurs. So.
And I feel like this movie was always on, like, Thanksgiving weekend on NBC.
Definitely
this
was.
This was a big, like, NBC, like, really, like, bought the shit out of these rights. Like, they played this movie, like,
I wish they
the
still
time.
Did.
Well, it was Universal, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, NBC, but I don't Universal. Know if it was at that point, NBC Universal.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I think it was, like... mid like 2000s when that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wish they would still play this, cuz this is such a great Thanksgiving movie.
It's still on TV.
I don't know why, but no, but play it on Thanksgiving. Like make it a Thanksgiving staple.
Like, it's like it's like A Wonderful Life, but it's Thanksgiving, right? Cuz we give thanks that we're not on the island.
Another one of my those science beefs. A dinosaur that was that big, if it made the ground shake like that as a T-Rex, it would be a horrible predator.
Yeah.
But it's a T-Rex. It's an amazing scene where they took the subwoofer and made it like the water glass.
It wasn't a subwoofer. It was a guitar.
Oh, yeah, guitar. Well, it was the amp, right?
No, it was they put a guitar and then they...
underneath.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was cool how the guy, like, found it, too.
Yeah, he was just, like, fucking sitting there and, like, just doing that one night and put it on there. And
yeah, it's crazy how sound guys are able to do stuff like that.
Well, it leads to good things.
Like
this.
Like blasters in Star Wars. It's just, like, you go to one of those, like, high-tension wire things where, like, they're bolted into the ground. You just take a metal rod and hit it. And it goes... And that's how he got the sound.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a huge part of this. Like I said, like, I mean, the T-Rex is like three different animals blended together, and I'm sure others are almost the exact same way. Like the Velociraptor, I gotta imagine, is the same sort of deal. I mean, just all these creature sounds are so iconic. And it's funny too, because it's like the T-Rex sound, like, they just use that now, like, in, you know, Pixar movies and shit. Mm. Like, you know, like, people know what that is supposed to sound like, which is... just for something that's been dead for 65 million years is just funny. Do we have another category that you want to go through, Chris?
We do. Would you change anything? And if so, what would you change?
Let me take this one. I have you guys read the book?
I have.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I think I did. I read half of it.
Also, my favorite book, but that's that is really just more of a judgment on how, like, lack of read I am, or how unwell read. Yeah, I don't know. I don't read. I'm illiterate. The one cool thing about the book is, like, There's just, like, a different element to, like Hammond's kind of evil in the book.
Yeah,
and like,
I was going to say that, too, as my change, where it's, like, I kind of like evil Hammond.
Yeah, and it's also, the automation of the park is a bigger component of its downfall and sort of over-reliance on that. But there's just, like, I don't know, it's, like, more expanded. Like, I don't think you could pull it off, but, like, the world is, like, more expanded. There's, like, a hotel and everything. Like, there's just maybe just more to consume, which is why I would always, like, be interested if they did more of a... Honestly, I know this is going to sound so blasphemous. If they did, like, a Netflix series that was, like a retelling of the book.
Or
more,
HBO, even.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I would like an HBO.
That, ooh, man. If you're going, well, you know what, you know what that's going to be? It's going to be, like, Peacock, like, 3 years from now. Like, yeah. The Jurassic Park, like, show. With, like, fucking Timothée Chalamet as Ian Malcolm. Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We got to wait until Chalamet ages up because we can only do so much with CGI.
Well, there's the other element in the book where the whole idea of them being able to breed is more important in the book.
Yeah, and it's also like a math, it's like a logical math problem too of like, oh, but we only tested for certain amount of dinosaurs.
Yeah, we only counted up to amount of dinosaurs we had and then stopped counting.
Yeah, like they're worried about people stealing the dinosaurs, not them like mating on their own.
Yeah.
And it's all the lame dinosaurs that like procreated too.
Yeah, it was they figured it out with the copies.
Oh yeah.
See, it just seems like it works better for the book because the movie sounded like it needed to be
more
simplified.
Oh yeah, I mean like this movie's simplified. Like perfect, don't get me wrong, but yeah, like yeah. I mean like in a very self-indulgent way would like to see elements of that.
Okay, see, yeah. I would change, and I have tying I guess into the books, I would change the or rewrite the scenes with Hammond and Ellie eating the ice cream, because I feel like a lot of her lines were book oriented. And they could have just wrote it a little bit better, as well as...
I don't think that's even in the book. Is it?
I don't know.
Because he's like an asshole. I mean, like...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm just saying. That scene, I think they could have rewrote, and then the scene of them all sitting around dinner trying to recap what's going on. I feel like they tried to build up, Grant's line, and he delivered it, and it just fell on deaf ears. And it still falls on deaf ears in a way.
Yeah.
So I would have changed that. Those two, and that's it.
Also, like when you see the raptor and it's all the DNA letters on him, like sick.
Oh yeah, that's
oh awesome. Yeah, through the.
I'm sorry.
No, that is an awesome slick.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's not really anything to change. Actually, you know what doesn't looks kind of. I mean, like I love it now that it looks dumb, but like the when she's on the computer.
Oh
that,
god,
that
yeah.
That's a little dumb.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no computers like that. Like that never existed. Or it's like what, like I'm playing like Roller Coaster Tycoon to like unlock the doors, like what the fuck? That part is actually not great.
No. And aged horribly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole velociraptors can open doors is kind of scary.
Oh yeah!
No, hell yeah! Hell yes! Round doorknobs every time now.
Yes.
You know, we haven't even really talked about probably the scariest scene, especially as a child, is the raptors in the kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen scene.
And that's like, I mean, I don't know if that was the first one to do that, but like you see that scene in like every single not every single, but like you see that scene so often now in movies, and it's like, oh, that's just the raptors in the kitchen, man.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's terrifying, like that whole scene.
I loved the making of that scene too.
Yeah,
where it's just the guys with half the raptor moving up and down the aisle.
Yeah,
it's freaky. It's a freaky. I don't know. Like I said, so the movie scared the shit out of me.
Mm.
And
yeah, scary movie for not being a horror movie,
right?
Yeah, it's a thriller.
It's a thriller, but it's becoming similar to his other movie Jaws, where it was a horror movie, but now it's a thriller.
Well, I just think, you know, when you know what's going to happen, it's not as scary, you know.
Right.
Like, yeah, what do you mean?
Well, like I mean the horror element is like the unknown, and like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen next. Like, it's not, I don't know, some stuff still scares you, but I guess it's like a lot of like intense like jump scare kind of things.
Which ones?
Well, just like in the movie, like, I mean, when the like T-Rex goes through the sunroof of the car.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, that's right. God, this scene's so freaky.
And like the eyes dilating.
Wait, were you... So, did you see it in theaters?
No.
Oh, you saw it at home? Okay, no. So that's why your parents didn't let you... So they knew it was coming.
Well, I don't know. They probably watched it ahead of time, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, see, I went to theaters. Was I with you?
No, I didn't go to see it in theaters.
Oh.
I don't even know. Did you live here at that point?
No, I think I was out in Colorado at the time.
Nice. Probably saw it with Chris Wilcox.
No, I didn't see it in theaters.
Oh, sorry. It's just Doc's Chris.
Whatever, man. The one in Colorado.
Anyways. I didn't see this in this one or the sequel. I didn't see either one in theaters. I do remember when the sequel came out, people were like, "Oh, it's a lot scarier than the first one."
Certain parts were freaky, scary, but that first movie, man.
No, the first one.
I think I saw all of them in theaters.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, says the guy who has a Jurassic Park 3. Got sign.
I got that for $5 at a yard sale. Does not matter.
You didn't get the other one. You didn't even scratch off the two and just leave it as the one.
Spinosaurus ass, like fucking Jurassic Park 3. T-Rex.
Yep.
Just a total gent. Like, I mean. What a...
See, you say a total gent, and now I'm imagining a T-Rex with a top hat.
In a suit. With a cane. Yeah.
But he can't reach the floor because his arm's too small. He's just holding the cane.
You go with these T-Rex as a gent, and the first thing that pops into my mind is the final fight.
Right.
Which is like a classic scene where they're cornered by all the raptors. They're like, oh shit, what's going to happen? And then, you know, Deus Ex Machina comes around. And
really any sense. But like it kind of works.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like, it was a tough sell.
It's like, well, where? How did he get?
What doors were big enough?
Yeah, where did he get enter? Yeah, you're right. So,
there is a giant hole in the wall.
But you only see it like after it's come through.
Right.
Like, you don't even see it like the first time, really.
Yeah, you don't hear him come in or hear her come in. And
her. It's just her. They're all hers.
Also, like. Why did she do that?
It
seems like a stupid thing to do to get food.
There is this kind of weird misogynistic thing of like they're all the like women are trying to like eat you, and like Malcolm keeps talking about his like ex-wives and shit.
That's a good connection.
There's really nothing else, I guess, outside of that. But
that's a good connection to that one.
Oh boy.
Ian Malcolm, they're all coming back for the third Jurassic World movie.
We'll see. But yeah, I mean,
it's not we'll see, they're all coming back.
We'll see if it's good. We'll see if I see it.
I'll see it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll see. I already saw Fallen Kingdom.
Tell you, Fallen Kingdom, it doesn't get any worse than Fallen Kingdom.
You are right. Like, I mean, I've come this far.
We're falling into this trap where we are Star Wars. Like, the third movie is better than the new ones. It's strange.
Yes.
Except for Jurassic World, absolutely.
Yeah, Jurassic World was actually a solid movie.
But it was just a remake of this one.
Exactly.
It was like a more it's almost what I was just saying, how like it's like a more realized version of the park. Yeah. Or not even realized, but just like finished.
It's a fully functioning flushed out park.
Yeah. So it's the Margaritaville version.
So getting into the essentially remake.
Right.
It does this movie fall into the untouchable category? Granted, Jurassic World is not necessarily a remake, but it's a sequel in a sense.
Spiritual sequel.
It's like saying Star Wars being remade versus Force Awakens, but not even. I feel like that movie's closer to Jurassic Park, though. Or I mean, like Jurassic World's closer to Jurassic Park than the other one is, considering. But the other one's like almost like point for point like a remake too.
Right. This movie. I would say if you go out and you're like, we're going to redo Jurassic Park, the movie, 100% no. But as we stated before, if you say we're going to make a short run TV show about Jurassic Park, the book, yes, please, I want that.
It works so well for The Shining. But I mean, suggested it, but you know, I would love to see that. But.
Yeah, I think a more faithful adaptation from the book for a TV show, I think that would be great. But I don't think I put this as an untouchable. You cannot remake this movie. Maybe more sequels, but you cannot touch this.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, the book is more of a thinking story.
Well, it's Kraken, right? So,
like Westworld.
There's not...
Well, it's Andromeda Strain. Like, it's all... Kraken, you gotta think about the
Congo.
Kraken is the king.
Well, that's not a thinking movie at all.
We're giving him an extra C or K, by the way. It's Crichton.
Yeah, Crichton. Sorry. Somebody said Crichton.
I said Crichton.
It's Crichton. Michael
Crichton. Right?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
See, no. Damn it.
See, now I'm all, like, paranoid, but he's, like, the king of, like, medium sci-fi.
In right.
That it's, like, it's not hard sci-fi.
It's not asking the big questions, but it's asking questions.
It's not Dune.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not Dune-level sci-fi.
But it's, like, perfect for, like, your dad.
Oh my god, dude. Like, Denis Villeneuve doing, like, fucking, like, a Jurassic Park the book movie? Holy shit. Wow. Like, get, like, Deakins to be the cinematographer. It's just, like, the fucking T-Rex coming out of the sun. Like,
dude, it's just gonna tie into the Fifth Element universe.
I'm not gonna go to bed now. Hopefully. So...
Who's all doing right. the new Dune?
Denis Villeneuve, the guy who did Blade Runner, which you loved.
Yeah, no, don't put words in my mouth. No,
he also did Arrival.
I liked Valerian, right? Valerian.
No, that's not him.
Who's the
French guy?
Yeah.
Oh God,
I don't know.
Fifth Element.
The guy who did Taken. No.
No, he did Fifth Element.
Yeah, it's Fifth Element again.
Oh, I do like Arrival though. I really do. That's on TV now too.
It's on Hulu.
Renner would be a good Dr. Grant.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think, by the way, the one thing to hit on, casting in this movie, incredible.
Yeah, incredible cast.
Like, really, like, and it's not even, I mean, it's not big names either, really.
At the time, no.
Like, I mean, yeah, like, Samuel L. Jackson's in it, but, like, you always forget he's in it.
Yeah.
Like, the guy who plays Muldoon is just, like, I don't think I've seen him in anything else.
He died shortly after the movie.
Yeah, which... actually works because in the book he actually survives, but in this one he dies.
Right. Which he's a great character.
Oh, that guy's like, I mean, Peter Passowitz.
The shorts.
Also R.I.P. kind of like does like a revival. I mean, it's literally supposed to be the same guy, but it's kind of the same guy.
Yeah, it's basically the same guy.
Which actually a good call by Spielberg to do that. Lost World, by the way, is 20% like the book.
Yeah,
like this is like 70%. Like, it's just a little darker, and the themes are a little heavier. But yeah, Lost World is nothing at all. Well, very, very like loosely on the book.
Well, they had three baby T-Rexes in the book, if I remember correctly.
Like,
three T-Rexes. There was two adults and a baby, I believe.
I feel like
I thought there were three babies in the book.
There was at least one. I
don't know. No. It could have been.
Like, I feel like.
Dodgson, big part of the book too. Sorry.
Yes. No, you're right. He was, and there wasn't like 40 Marlboro men. It was
There's
10.
Like seven people on the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, other cool part of this, how like the Dodgson angle really played up. Like, he's like, yeah, wouldn't you want a pet like Triceratops? I'm like, yeah, I would. That would be pretty sick.
Until
dude.
You have to feed it a ton's worth of grain every day.
Yeah, and like the leavings on that. I mean, we've already seen firsthand.
To quote Ian Malcolm, that's one big pile of shit.
Yeah. Which is just like, yeah, just setting him up, let him fly at that singer, man. Anyway, sorry, Sam.
So, we got a little off of topic. Where I was going to jump in. But to go back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier was, I feel like what these movies have done is they just keep going back to the first book. And be like, what haven't we used yet?
Yeah. Oh, the aviary. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Like, was it? That was in the first book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. The river.
The river. The. Oh, what the hell is it? The. Wait, what about the. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
The whole raft scene from Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah. I mean, they're essentially going on a raft at the end.
Yeah.
The little girl who gets tacked on the beach.
Yep.
That's in the first book. The first book.
I feel like I should read this. The first
it's a
book.
Really good book.
It's a good book.
I think I read Lost World and finished half of that one.
Yeah, read the original. It's a lot better.
Yeah, no, but they're constantly going back for other stuff here. Even, like, you know, and this isn't at all, like, uncommon. Like, there's, you know, like, the lawyer is actually not bad in the book. It's, like, the PR guy who's not a character in the movie is, like, the bad guy, and he gets eaten by the T-Rex while taking his
speaking
shit.
Speaking of, like, borrowing from the book, still, Wong.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's actually bad in the book, and now in the new movies,
he's bad. They went back and like, yeah, he's...
Yeah. When, I mean, in reality, he's in, you know... Is it B.D. Wong or Ben... Oh, no, wait.
B.D., yeah.
B.D. Wong.
But isn't... What's it... Isn't his name Benedict in the movie? Wait, B.D. Wong...
Dr. Wu.
It's Dr. Wu. I couldn't remember the character's name, but I remember the actor's name.
Dr. Wu.
I really want him to get eaten.
I just want him to, like, be like, this is why I'm evil.
Yeah,
you're
like,
not gonna get it.
They set him up in Jurassic World as being evil, and then like,
and it set him up.
I mean, and then they're like, okay, so the reason why he's evil is, oh no, Velociraptor's attacking me! Like, god damn it.
Well, Dr. Wu, like, granted, it's probably because I read the book, but I feel like
Henry Wu.
I think it's Henry. But he. I gotten the vibe from Jurassic World, and I think I'm just filling in the gaps with the book, like frog DNA. Mm-hmm. but it's that he has a very mercenary attitude towards genetics. Okay. It's like, I'll do anything. I just want money.
Yeah, right? Okay.
And I'll play God, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, you kind of get that in like the Jurassic World. Where
Fallen Kingdom, it builds on it even more.
Yeah, yeah. Where he's just like, yeah, I'll just do it.
Fuck it, yeah.
Yeah, but
Blue is the one. Blue's the one I need. He started it all. God, it was such a bad movie.
if you like this this book or movie, there's a obviously several video games this
ooh,
movie
yes,
has spawned.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
We need to talk about
are you doing games. The handheld one, the phone one right now?
Maybe.
All right, let's just go chronologically here.
Oh god, good luck.
Okay. I think there's a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo game that are like 90% the same.
I remember playing the Super Nintendo one, which was great, which was a top-down shooter,
right,
I guess.
Where you're Grant, and you go around, you gotta shoot velociraptors.
And you go into
T-Rex.
Buildings, and there's velociraptors
and then,
in there.
And you go in the buildings, and it's an FPS for some reason.
Right, which is great, because like shooting velociraptors like that was...
That game ruled.
Oh man, I never beat it, didn't even come close, but... I just remember that being an amazing game.
I don't think as a kid I beat a single video game until N64. I don't know if they were actually harder, but like I feel like they were, because it's like you could never land the plane in the Top Gun game.
I beat
so it's like
I beat Contra.
Okay, ooh, that's impressive.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I still like it came up at work today, but because I was listening to the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 soundtrack. I know it's weird. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is probably my favorite game of all time, because I will constantly go back to that game and play it, but I've never beaten it.
Is that the
it.
One on Sega?
Oh, yeah. That's the first one with Miles, a.k.a. Tails.
Okay.
Yeah. Never beaten it, because there's no save. And most of those games back then had no save function, so you had to play it for 8 hours straight.
Oof.
And, like, who has time to do that as an adult? Yeah, as a kid, it was like, I'll play it. Oh, come downstairs. Oh, okay, I'll shut it off. Like, you didn't have time as a kid. And now as an adult, I still don't have time.
I think that was part of it, too, is like in the Jurassic Park game, like, I think you have to, like, do, like, certain things, like, turn the generator back on and do this, then do this, then do this, then do this. It's like a kid, like, I'm not getting any of that as, like, a seven-year-old. Dude.
No.
I get no idea.
Yeah. Give me Mario. Jump. And move
right.
So that's the first entry for me. I think there's probably some other stuff too. I think the big one that I know you guys are big fans of is the arcade game.
Yes, any of the big arcades where you have to sit down.
Is
and
that
shoot.
Where you sit in the Jeep? And those games are fantastic.
Lost World, I think, is like my favorite.
Yeah, the Lost World was the best one.
There was the Jurassic Park one though too, wasn't there?
I think so, but the Lost World one was the most popular.
Could we just go to David Buster's and play that?
Yes.
For hours.
Yes.
I don't think they have it, though.
Yeah, they do.
Do they still have it? I know they have it.
Not that one. I think it's the Jurassic World one, but it's the same
I think
game.
They had it at your wedding?
Yeah.
Or was it mine?
They had it at mine.
They did? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I could play those games. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure that Cinema World over here in Lincoln, they also have it in their arcade.
I've yet to go in their arcade.
It's okay, but that's totally worth it.
Too many screaming kids around.
Not really. There's almost never any screaming kids around when I go.
Well, then every time I go, okay, we're not going to get it.
Don't go on a Friday night. Anyways, no, the one game that I really like is from Telltale, the Jurassic Park game.
Yeah, that's right.
Telltale.
Yeah.
I haven't played that one.
Where it kind of more or less follows the book than the movie, because the whole plan is get that Barbasol can off the island before they nuke it. Which is more right. from the book yeah, than which it is
they,
from...
they nape the island in the yeah. book.
Mm. So...
Spoiling all the book for me.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Well, that's... I mean, the very... Like, oh, Chris, things go wrong in the book, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks.
But yeah, so that's a great game. And then, as you said, Chris, yes, I took a little time off, and then I started playing it again. But yeah, I've been playing. It's basically Pokemon Go, but Jurassic Park. And
well, it's like the Harry Potter Wizards Unite, yeah. Pokemon Go. And yeah. Does it run off of Niantic?
No, it's Google Maps.
Oh, so is it better?
There's a lot more to do.
Okay, good.
Like, here there's like five or six like spawn points. Like so you have to use... darts to get dino DNA, and then you level up the dinos, and I've never run out of darts. Like, I'm constantly getting them. And then there's incubators, you know get DNA. There's like, you know, there's epic dinosaurs, there's legendary dinosaurs, there's common dinosaurs, and there's rare dinosaurs, kind of thing. Gotcha. You know, T-Rex is obviously, you know, an epic dinosaur, which is awesome.
Can we get to the greatest Jurassic Park game?
Can I do one before that?
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, quick shout out. Spent a lot of time playing this one. Jurassic Park Chaos Island on the computer, which was essentially like an RTS, like Age of Empires, but you could like get dinosaur eggs and like have like T-Rexes like fucking going after guys. It was sick, dude.
Yeah.
But I think what Sam's been talking about is really the only game we ever really wanted from Jurassic Park.
Operation Genesis,
which is you just make the island.
Yeah. But you have to mod it. You have to download the DLC.
You have to get the
unlicensed DLC.
Right. That just takes off all the limits and you can just build whatever you want.
Because, like, why do you need limits? Like, there should be no limits.
I should have 20 visitor centers if I want to.
Right. I should be able to build on the entire island. I should be able to get every dinosaur in the game.
Yeah.
And didn't they bring back the limits for Jurassic World Evolution or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then they tried to redo the game, too. Yeah.
But they brought back the limits.
Dumb.
Why would you do that?
Dumb.
Because honestly, like, being new to the computer, the hardest thing about the Operation Genesis or whatever, it was when a dinosaur escaped and you had to sedate it. Mm-hmm. And I still wasn't quite used to using the mouse as like a joystick, and I was just like, going
everywhere.
I remember
that having like really wonky controls.
Yeah, it was
on that.
Really like very sensitive, and like I don't know if they were inverted or not, but like, oh, I just remember.
I remember that game had a campaign mode.
Yeah.
The funny thing with that game is it was like kind of easy to beat, so you just get to the point where you like had everything and got bored. And then you just, like, do actual Jurassic Park, where, like, you let the dinosaurs run free, and you just, like, are on the helicopter just, like, shooting them.
Well, I remember I built a park one time where I enclosed in everything, and then I just released the herbivores amongst the visitors, and it totally worked.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah, the herbivores will never go after the visitors, so you just have, like, them running by the visitors and stuff, and I was like, this totally works.
Hmm.
That was fun though, man. You get to drive the Land Cruiser.
Yeah, and ride around the Jeep.
Don't run into the Triceratops; it'll smash you.
I have not played this game.
It's
decent.
It's like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
What
but
year
with
did this come out?
Early 2000s.
It came out with late 2000s, maybe. So.
Yeah.
Did it? No, it was like mid, like 2004, maybe.
No, it was before that.
Hmm.
Oh, so I was in...
Oh, I feel like I was playing the modded version in college. Maybe late high school, I don't know.
See, I didn't play any games in college, so... Warcraft.
There you go.
Couple years.
I thought you were like the Halo master.
Oh, yeah, initial release 2003.
I was fantastic at Halo.
March of 2003 was when this game released.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so that's right. You're right at school. Okay.
Do we have any other Jurassic Park categories?
That was it for my category list. Any other additions?
Let's switch over to just a brief conversation about the sequels.
Really quick.
Best one? Probably
Jurassic Park 2
Lost World. Yeah.
Here's my controversial pick that I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
If you say for Jurassic me, Park 3, I'm going to slap you.
For me, it might be Jurassic Park 3.
Damn it, Sam.
Here's the thing. All the other ones are boring. Jurassic Park 3 is at least dumb fun.
I don't know. I think Lost World is.
World is definitely better than 3, but
I think it's fun because you get more Ian Malcolm. You get like cool things, like the high hide. Awesome. The trailer.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Oh, that trailer scene. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Which is funny because it's really just the same as the other one, but it's just more. You know.
Okay. Let's put it this way: if somebody ever mentions. If you're walking through woods or something and somebody says, don't go into the tall grass, do you sit back and say, oh, I should avoid that? Or do you immediately think of that guy? RJ, I think, RJ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you immediately think of that guy? Give yourself a chuckle.
Don't go into the tall grass! It's like the same intonation, too.
It's the same.
And seriously, who is like, I got to take a piss. I'll walk a half mile away from the pack.
Right. And just fucking screw around with these dinosaurs.
But the Lost World, I loved a lot more, not than the first one, but than the rest is. You got the game trail, and you could see, you know, the Pachycephalosaurus. You could see the compies. There was a lot of that stuff.
That first, the dudes show up scene is, like, sick. Like, the guy, like, driving through on the motorcycle through the Brachiosaurus.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's you got more.
And like all the cars are cool too. They do the thing where like the seats come out.
Which doesn't make any sense why that would work better.
Well, for like a hunting thing.
If you're putting the gun out, you know, you need a long rifle.
I gotta imagine that's like sort of a real thing, maybe.
It would be better if you're aiming straight ahead instead of looking at something out the window because the things going by instead of things coming or going forward.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. And you're not worried about windshield.
Yeah. Although I don't think those had windshields.
I don't think anyone had windshields. But it's just everything about that movie was just a next level. The movie itself was not better, but it was the next level.
Lots of plot holes, like why there was a severed hand attached to the steering wheel of the boat.
In the boat, yeah.
How did the T-Rex get back in there?
Well, because it was supposed to be there were velociraptors on the boat, and the velociraptors escaped and killed all the people there.
Again,
and
spoiler alert.
What? How's that a spoiler?
I didn't finish that book.
No, happen in the book.
None of this is in the book. No, this is what was supposed to happen, it was cut out because of budget concerns.
So the T-Rex ending to both movies is effectively Spielberg like just adding that.
Yeah.
Like the first one where he shows up, obviously that's not in the book, and that was just an invention for the movie, because it's like, oh, the guy's got to come back. We got to see the T-Rex again.
Right.
And then in the last one, they were just supposed to like fly out with like gliders or something. And like they're like, no, let's just bring him to San Diego, dude.
I love that. I don't know why. Like, I love them going to San Diego.
The T-Rex scene in San Diego is the only good part of that movie.
Ooh.
Because like everything else is stuff I've seen.
I don't know, Sam. That cliff scene with the trailers.
Yeah, but I've seen that.
Where?
In Jurassic Park 1.
When?
No, it's like the Land Cruiser scene. It's very similar.
It definitely has hints of everything. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's the Jurassic Park going ape shit in San Diego. I've never seen that before.
You're right. It gave it a different dimension.
Well, Sam, wait till the third sequel thing.
Yeah, right where they're in the West Coast.
Oh boy. Yeah. It's probably Lost World, then Jurassic World, then Jurassic Park 3.
And then the Fallen Kingdom. I think unanimously.
I'd say so. I mean, the thing with Jurassic Park 3, it's a little too kitschy to me. Like, it's a little too jokey and, like, in on itself. Like, you know, at least, like, Lost World made is, like, a serious, like, sequel. Like, the third one's like, hey, the dinosaurs, remember these guys?
Hey, look, the raptor said Alan in his dream.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Alan!
And then the whole talking to the raptor thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was... I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
No, no. And, I mean, the problem is, too, is, like, Jurassic World then, like, just walk through that where, like, Chris Pratt can, like, control them. And, like,
no, let's just... Not even go there.
Do you think... Okay, will they reference any plot points from Jurassic Park 3 in Jurassic World 3?
Ooh, I want William H. Macy to be in that movie. So
he's
bad.
Like an old man. Like.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Spinosaurus pop up in that.
I would like to see that a rematch.
What was the Spinosaurus in Jurassic World?
No,
no.
Okay,
but then again, who knows what Woo is cooking up? So
you know what was cool though? The river scene from Jurassic Park 3.
That is a nice. You mean like when they? It's almost like the one from the first movie where you see everything, and it's like, oh man, dinosaurs, right?
Well, no. Like so, the scary part, the fire. You see the Spinosaurus sail like going through the water and stuff.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
That was cool.
Like that's just a cool scene.
I also like the Allosaurus scene where it's like the poop. And then you hear the phone and
yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting because you never saw that was the first time you've seen the Allosaurus.
Wasn't it a Ceratosaurus? I don't remember if it was Allosaurus or Ceratosaurus. Did it have a horn on its nose?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it did.
Did it?
That's Ceratosaurus.
I didn't think it did. I thought it was an Allosaurus.
That's the third one?
Yeah.
Man, there's just like a lot of shit against the wall on that one.
Yeah.
We're
going to do the aviary.
And that aviary was pretty cool. I just wish they didn't do it in that movie.
The raptor nest. The raptor nest scene was cool, though. I did like that. Mm. How it was kind of set up and everything.
You know what was stupid from the Lost World? The gymnastics scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
It just so happens that we placed these pipes perfectly. Perfectly, in a perfect formation dismount.
And kick it out the window and onto this random pipe just sticking out of the ground.
Yeah, I think those... That raptor scene isn't great.
No.
But
scared that pop out scare though.
Oh
when
yeah.
They're digging. That got me in the theater. It definitely got me. Some lady next to me was freaking out. I remember that at the movie theater.
I do like that the guy who's like the competing paleontologist in that movie, he looks exactly like some other famous one.
Is it Jack Horner?
Yeah. Jack Horner was
attached to at least the first two.
Yeah, so it's like really weird that they like it'd be funny if it like they killed the guy who's like the rival one saying Jurassic Park sucks or something. But yeah, if you look it up, he looks almost exactly
they modeled him after, it's not the same guy.
Like it's an actor.
Yeah, I watch a lot of dinosaurs documentaries, so I've seen that guy.
He's like the famous one.
Yeah.
He's the rock star of them.
He looks like he belongs in like ZZ Top.
So. Yeah, with the big beard.
Well, so we've all fell in love with this world and all the dinosaurs in it, only to have them all killed.
Yeah.
In the Fallen Kingdom movie.
Oh, I wish they were all killed.
What do you mean?
You know
that scene where they're like, oh, I guess we just have to let them die in the gas. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, that
and
that
then
part.
The clone girl is like, I can't let them die. They're clones, too. It's like, bitch, you just ruined the world.
Can we go back to Jurassic Park for a second?
Yes, please.
You know, it's a great... It's, like, really unnecessary, but it's actually just kind of, like Spielberg just, like, showing off. The whole scene where, like, Gennaro's going to, like, the dig site. And it's, like it's, like, the Spanish guy who's, like, in stuff. Like, who's in Danger. Who's the bad guy. It's like, Grant's like me. He's a digger.
No, that.
And it's like, as a kid, I'm like, what the fuck is... I don't understand. What is... This has nothing to do with the movie.
That was just a weird place thing.
I know, but it looks cool, and it's like almost like Raiders, like the beginning of Raiders almost, you know?
Yeah.
That could be
Yeah, fun. In a way.
Let's just do an Indy 4 podcast.
Ooh. The last 10 minutes.
Movie I regret seeing in the theaters.
Do you guys have a favorite quote from this movie?
Oh, God. I put hold on to your butts in our intro, so that's in our intro, so that's a classic.
I feel like almost everything Goldblum says just, like, hits.
Yeah.
Just hits differently.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you... you were so focused on if you could do it, you never stopped to ask if you should do it.
Mm. Wait, I was like...
That screwed it up.
Well, wait, you were too busy worrying if you could do it, you didn't stop to think if you should.
Yeah, that's it.
And, that's a good. That is a good quote.
That's a good
quote. Dodson, Dodson, we got Dodson here. See, no one cares. Nice hat. That's a classic one.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a quote, but I always loved when they were doing the car chase with the T-Rex behind them in the Jeep. The mirror, where it just said things in the mirror are closer than they appear.
T-Rex. Oh, you got the great quote in that. Must go faster.
Must go faster.
Yeah, right.
I use that line a lot. I do like the transition after you go to the raptor pen for the first time, and you see it eat the cow, and then it's immediately lunchtime.
Well, no, he's like, lunch. Who wants lunch?
Yeah. Well, and now they're sitting down eating lunch. It's like, how do you eat after that?
Right. Clever girl.
That is such an animatronic cow. Like, that's probably the worst animatronic in the entire movie.
I never even really realized that.
Yeah, it's a bad animatronic.
I bet you we can quote this whole movie start to finish.
Probably. Shoot her.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shoot her. Yeah.
Say that one a lot.
Gatekeeper open to
get. We have a T-Rex.
Loading team, God. Step away.
Yeah, exactly.
We could. I bet you we're like, it's just...
I treat that mentality of like calling out people and telling them to do their job like when I like review people's like tax returns. You know? Like that's
Alan.
That's
my the mindset. Species of Veriformis has been extinct for what?
Oh man!
We have a T-Rex.
Well, we flocked a T-Rex. What is it? 42 miles.
40. Yeah, I think it's 42. He says.
This is gonna be brutal. We're gonna do this all night. All right. Yeah. Anything else? Anything else before we tidy up? I gotta cue up the outro stuff music. Here.
Yeah. Any other favorite parts? Anyone?
Thank you, Steven.
Yeah, Spielberg. Jesus, thank you. You should just make movies like this more often.
Yeah. Don't worry about like Bridge of Spies, dude. Just do this. Yeah. Or, like Ready Player One.
Oh.
Okay. So now we're political.
It's the YouTube.
The billionaires and millionaires with the dinosaurs. Bernie, it's not a real movie. It's not a real thing.
That said, that was the first free Elizabeth Warren thing on YouTube I've ever seen. So
that's true. I don't think I've ever seen anything like political on YouTube, other than like Bernie Sanders being like, "I need your help."
Right. Well, Bloomberg's always on.
He's on TV.
He's on YouTube too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That is one where it's like how like you could probably convince Trump that that's a real thing, like, right? Like Jurassic Park, like, and they do it, and the dinosaur. Okay, I don't want to get political.
Yeah, we're gonna get.
But like him explain like no, but like Trump like explaining like the plot to Jurassic Park at like a rally, like I would pay so much fucking money. And you don't even see the raptors.
They're really, really big.
No raptors. You don't see them.
Really, really
but
big.
You know they're there.
All right. So, to our listeners, this is a new kind of format, special episode type thing. Let us know what you think. You can send us a message on Facebook and tell us what you think of these. These are not going to be every week, but we will release a few of these probably throughout the year. And we will take suggestions. Even though we're making the final decision, we will take suggestions on this. I think we're debating a few movies we're debating for next time is Terminator 2, right?
Yep. Aliens.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Aliens.
Ghostbusters.
Somebody brought up Indy.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ghostbusters. So those right now, it could change, but currently that's what we're thinking. So I guess with this outro music, we should just kind of
let it go.
And they're asking themselves, why didn't they shut the other fences off? Why did he just shut off all of them but the raptors? That's what they're just asking, folks. Sorry.
That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.